Hey, everybody. On today's show, Nick and I discuss three projects. We talk about Rare A Pepe Yacht Club, Aitlians, and Webiverse NFT. And we also give our perspective on the general NFT market right now. You know, the rundown is that it's a very aggressive market right now. Some of these pumps are going up extremely fast and coming down just as fast. So we look at those three projects and we try to find, you know, a reason for and against them. And, you know, spoiler alert, we're pretty bearish in general. All of our content is sponsored by FTX. You can sign up at thenifty.com/FTX. or with the code THENIFTY on your FTX mobile app. Hey, everybody. This is the NFT Show, episode number 2, and we are going to be discussing Aitlians, Rare A Pepe Yacht Club, and Webiverse. As usual, nothing in this video is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. The NFT space is incredibly risky, so always do your own research. And as always, if you enjoy the content, hit the like button, smash the subscribe button. It really, really helps us out. And of course, check out our sponsor, FTX. All of our content is sponsored by FTX. You can sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code THENIFTY on your FTX mobile app. Getting right into it, Nick, we got a little bit of a return to activity in the NFT market coming along with a bit of a pump into this CPI print on Ethereum. You know, Andy from Fractional made a joke where he posts the meme of, you know, the like kind of internet guy, like, oh, like freaking out with it going up by 1%. And that really kind of is today. It's like any sort of life in the market. You know, we're having like this big reaction to as a space, but in reality, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, it's not that significant, at least to me. I don't really think that there's that much going on. It's not a return to a bull market or anything like that. And we'll definitely kind of look at the OpenSea rankings here and talk about those three projects. But what do you make of what is going on in the NFT space right now?
NFT or crypto?
Either one, whatever you're compelled to talk about.
I'm looking at ETH and I'm pissed I didn't go harder on that instead of Bitcoin. That's the one first thing. ETH has been just making 2x whatever Bitcoin does, which is very frustrating. But I still made money this morning on that trade. And then we have bull season in NFT land. We're up almost 100% on Ethereum on OpenSea in the past week. We went from 13.3 million to yesterday 21 million. So 100% may be a little bit aggressive. I mean, I guess 26 million would be 100%. But regardless, we've gone up significantly. And there's just a lot of action in this market. This is a tough one. Nothing feels lasting. Literally nothing. We saw Crypto Dick Butts run the other day, and we were at dinner, and the person sitting across from me wanted to ape in and buy a Crypto Dick Butt at 3.2, and I was just like, bro, the floor is going to fall. Like, what are you doing? And it has, so it's down another 0.4. I think it even went a little bit lower earlier today. And the reality is as much as the floor gets swept, there's a lot of people that are going to be looking for liquidity simply because they may have bought last year and suddenly there's this pump and they get to realize gains. And the biggest lesson over the past year was to take your gains. Like, what are you doing? Take the gains. I think it's someone says I have a carrot up my butt, and that's correct. my dick butt does have a carrot dick. But I don't know. The NFT season is back on and I feel out of it. Like, I am an old guy, but I feel like an old guy. Like, I feel like I'm not in tune with the market basically in a way that I normally would be. And each of these pumps happened so fast. So we just saw it with the Aitlians. We saw it with these others. What were you going to say?
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that it's because all this stuff is happening at literally lightning speed. It's happening even faster than it was before, at least to some capacity, because there's so few pumps. During prime bull season, there were a ton of pumps, and yes, it would happen fast, but because there were so many, you'd have a chance to get in, you'd have a chance to do something. Right now, there's very, very, very isolated pumps. They're happening extremely fast, and you, as somebody that is a founder of an NFT business and working around the clock on that business, you're not going to stand a chance against all the people that are still full-time NFT traders. There's so many people that cleared 500,000, 1 million, 1.5 million, 2 million, 2.5 million, you know, in short-term cap gains.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. These are numbers.
In income, well, the people are out there. In income in 2021, in the NFT space, and even in the first half of this year, the first quarter of this year, they booked another 750K. They booked however much. And all they do is they try to figure out ways to either, from a genuine perspective, like excel in the market, or, you know, do coordinated pump and dumps and insider trading, you know, all this stuff. Like, the NFT space is still an area that a lot of people are making their full-time living extracting liquidity from, and it's going to be really hard to compete with those people if you have anything else going on besides only full-time participation in the market.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who the people are that are consistently making money right here, but there's definitely people who are making money, and that congratulations to them. We had a lot of people in our Discord get in on, what was the one yesterday, the Digidaiku.
Or
Digidaiku. What?
I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Digidaiku.
It's weird. It doesn't show up.
Digaku. Sorry. There's a couple of extra letters there. So there you go. Here's the project right here.
Digaku. That one.
1 point. It went from 0.2 to 1.84 ETH.
Well, it went to 2.5. It was way up, and then people started dumping, but I mean, the fact that it's even at 1.85 is pretty bonkers. We're seeing right now Aliens do the exact same thing. What is Aliens at?
It was at 0.41 at the start of the show. Let's see what it's at now.
I saw it go as high as like 0.49. Okay, 0.39
right now.
Thank God it's pulling back some. I mean, it just seems, I'm not participating in this. I understand a lot of people in the narrative that they're creating right now. And it's like, okay, cool. So let's put together the recipe. I'm going to add a few key artists, have them make a unique attribute associated with it. Okay, check. I'm going to, in this case, they came out the gate, CCO, free mint, like literally.
No royalty.
They're like, no royalty. They threw everything together. They're locked up for a year with their NFTs. Although, like, yeah, that, like, that
is
just
that
seems
coded into the smart contract.
I don't know if it is, but I mean, and then they also, I mean, it's some punk holders that created this. I forget the name of who it is. I could look up in our Discord. Brian Brinkman was talking about it, but I think that there is a lot of, like, I just don't know. Cool. These seem like cool people, but we're just like pumping it for literally nothing. Like, I mean, great. They've launched a project. I feel like Sarah Scripps should be higher or something like that. You're going to say I'm pumping my own bag here, but the only reason I mention this, and I own two, so I do own two of these, but I'm just saying, like, why this? Like, what's the narrative that I'm going with this?
And then there's just no liquidity on this art project. I mean, look, people in the NFT space talk about supporting artists, and then there's just like literally no liquidity on a project like this. But then the Aliens project has how much liquidity? It has 1,500 Ethereum in volume.
Is that more than our project?
Yeah.
In literally 24 hours.
Maybe it's, I think, 72 hours, but it's less than 7 calendar days.
The free mint is good. I like the free mint in the sense that, like, you get a lot of flipping and you get volume built up very quickly. There's also $0 in royalties, so it doesn't really matter the fact that it's at that volume. But
that's the
new
thing that they did, that they reserve, for people that don't know, instead of having a royalty at, you know, nearly every NFT project would have a royalty where there's like a 5% royalty every time it changes hands. Then that royalty is paid out to the creators. They didn't elect to move forward with that, and they ended up doing something where they reserved X amount. I think it was 1,000 of them or something like that for the team. And apparently that's locked up for 1 year. So I guess the team will be selling them to the market, and that will be how
in
they
1 year. So what they're going to do for the interim is they're going to have a non-functioning business. So usually when you create a business, one of the objectives, if not the objective, is to generate revenue. And so they've decided to forego that, and they're just going to give you this stuff for free. Personally, I mean, look, did you check out the website? Like, go to the website for this project. It's things like this that makes it difficult to actually invest in building legitimate stuff, basically, because you're just like, okay, I guess like this is it. You got Scaly Nelson. Yeah, so he's very big. Debussy or Debussy, however you say it. Yeah, these guys have been around for a bit. Yeah, a bunch of punks probably bought him up, basically. Look, these are good people. I don't like, I shouldn't FUD the project, but it just feels a little bit ridiculous because I look at like the art and I'm like, okay, so you just got a pixel artist and like borderline didn't give a shit. I don't know. Like I look at the art and I don't know what your thoughts are, but it just feels a little bit basic to me. But simultaneously, if they're not making any money, then the real question is like, there has to be some other agenda going on here, which is, I guess, the bullish aspect of this, is that you got a team of people who've been around this space for a long time, and they're not incentivized at all by the floor price going up or down or any volume, outside of the fact that they need liquidity so they can sell their 1,000 NFTs a year from now. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this is the type of thing where all of a sudden everybody can decide that this is the next thing to pump. It's hard to tell. It's really hard to tell. It's also a weird time in the market. There's also speculation that if Ethereum goes on a run again, that NFTs will get hurt in terms of price. So that's something to keep in mind too. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, someone said that I'm pumping my aliens. I don't own any of these. I have zero stake in this entire project, basically.
I turned the comments off. I just ignored them because, like, at the end of the day, you just FUDded them. You literally just FUDded them. You didn't pump them. You FUDded them. So, audience, figure out which one it is. Is it a pump?
One person said I FUDded. Then another person said I pumped. Look, I pumped then dumped. Like, that was what happened there. It was like, first I was like, I built it. What I like to do is I like to beat them down and then pump them up, basically.
During
and then
the show,
beat
Nick's
them down.
Been high frequency trading. Not even like clicking the mouse. He's got software that's buying them and selling them. He's scraping. Yeah. He's making like 0.01 ETH over and over again. Look at the activity. There was just a floor sweep on them as we discussed them. So 2 minutes ago, we got a little sixer.
That was us sweeping the floor out here, just actively trading, sweeping the floor. Sweep some more, Pio.
Yeah, that
Pio,
was a little.
So sweep some more.
That was a little six piece. You know, the fact that it's an OG team is making me interested in buying it, but I just keep buying tops in this bear market. I'm sheepish.
I just don't like this. I don't know. Like, I don't have a narrative behind this. It's this like cool. You know what this is identical to? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It reminds me of like venture investing. One VC sells to another VC, I'm investing in this thing. And if that person likes you, then suddenly you're like, okay, I love this. I love this. I'm going to invest in it as well. And we're all going in a circle being like, yo, that thing is dope. And suddenly like a bunch of us are like, yo, that thing is dope. And a whole group of them get together and say, this is dope and throw money at it. And I'm just like, I don't know. We've seen this play out over and over and over again where people are just like, oh my God, this is so great. And like, it's going to be dead in like 2 weeks, basically, because the team is not going to have an announcement. if they have an announcement and they have a bunch of if they have like a solid pace going where they're revealing stuff, I think back to Goblin Town, then that's going to work for a while, but it's not sustainable. And so I don't know, man. This is just a tough one. We should move on to a different project. We've talked about aliens for too long.
The question is what's the top going to be? Is this the top, or does the top become 0.8 or something, or 0.9? In which case, it would be worth it to buy here. That's the question. Is the top 1.5, and we're totally underestimating the sheer power of this? You know, blah blah blah. At least one of our whale friends has pinged us about it and said that they were interested. You know, this, that, and the other thing. So anyway, we'll move on to another project that's equally frustrating, you know, for me and Nick, I'd say, which is this one. And wow, I did not realize it was down at 0.69 ETH now. So down from the 1 point, almost one Ethereum floor, it's down to 0.69 because the new shiny toy aliens is taking all of the attention away from the space.
It was culturally relevant this morning. It's not culturally relevant this afternoon. So people, you need to stay on top of this. Hop in our Discord and watch the buy minute cultural relevance.
I mean, it's just hilarious. So for people to have context on this project, the project we're talking about, and I can't wait until I don't have to say this name anymore because it's just a weird word for your brain to wrap its head around, which is Rare Apepe. Okay, so it's a combination of Ape and Pepe, Rare Apepe Yacht Club. And what it is it's by one of the OG Rare Pepe artists. The artist behind Pepe Lisa is the artist on this, and another NFT OG person kind of on the business side. So definitely a notable team on the project. What it is a Rare Pepe Bored Ape Yacht Club, double derivative, if you will. However, it's a standalone project, stands on its own. It was a free mint, surfaced to me at 0.02. All of the traits match Bored Ape Yacht Club apes identically, but they're all pepified, you know, to some capacity. Art is very high resolution, clearly very high effort. We talked about this on the morning show. My guy Franilations was all in on this, and it's pumped as high as 1.1 Ethereum, verified on OpenSea, you know, the whole nine yards. They're going to get mutant equivalents in, I believe, October, so 2 full months from now, which in the NFT space really, really is a lifetime. My thoughts are, you know, to buy at this level is a wild move, just a wild move. At 0.02, at 0.1, obviously it was a slam dunk. There's people that swept the floor at those levels and just made absolute guap. Could have bought a moonbird off of a floor sweep that you got, you know, at 0.01 or a free mint if you sold at 1 ETH. And it hung around at 1 ETH for like 12 hours with volume, which is insane. But like for me, you know, I just can't buy into this right here, right now. The market is, to say that this market is risky is the understatement of the century. And, you know, if this is at 1 ETH and other deeds at 2 ETH, how, like, I understand there's more other deeds, but how could you possibly deploy the capital into this? I don't know. Nick, do you have any additional thoughts to what I said?
Man, it's the same category. I got... People are so pissed when I said anything negative about that project.
About this one?
Rare Pepe's. If you bought it and you made money, good luck. I don't care. Like, I really don't care if you made money. I don't care if you lost money. The words that I'm saying have very little influence over the broader market.
Have no impact at all. What we say on this show does not impact this project. No, I'm serious. I just want to make everyone, put everyone at ease. What we're saying doesn't matter. It does not matter, period. It's going to go down. It's going to go up. It doesn't have any impact.
And someone was like, this was an OG Pepe artist. As someone said in
Pepe,
the comments,
the artist of Pepe Lisa.
Someone was crying, or someone said, if the artist is not Matt Fury, move on. And I kind of agree with that. It's like, oh, you made a rare Pepe. Like,
but this is not a rare Pepe.
I'm not saying that this is a rare Pepe. The artist behind this made a rare Pepe. You already said it, the Pepe Lisa. And I'm saying, oh, you made one. Congratulations. So did 1,000 other fucking people. Like, I don't like, that's like, oh, I made a doodle in my notebook. Oh, okay. Like, congratulations. Suddenly we're just like, wow, this person's a god. No, they just made one of something. And suddenly we're just like, wow, they're incredible. You're suddenly looking at it and someone says, I'm going to buy 1 million of these. Anyways, this whole thing, you know what? Fuck this project. Complete trash. Nothing about this this artist. Complete random person. Literally just came off the street and just made this project in the weekend. And suddenly it's like, everyone's like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. Just trash. Throw this project to the ground. Okay. I'm just kidding. Okay. So the Pepe. In all seriousness, I wish that I had bought into it. I didn't buy in. And there's a million other projects like that that are going to happen. But like, for real, like the only distinction between this and what was that old, the old Bored Ape people? Like, remember that trended for a bit that was old apes? Oh,
Elderly Ape Yacht
Club. Elderly Ape Yacht Club. The only distinction between this and that is that literally some guy who made a rare Pepe once It drew it.
No, I mean, there's a lot of differences.
What are the other differences? Let's go through them.
I actually think that the Elderly Ape Yacht Club came out of our Discord. I think somebody was a participant in our Discord. They said, I want to make a project. And they did, and they kind of slipped into the Discord and won over our community. Like, it was almost like the virus started in our community.
Okay, well, the virus here started somewhere else. But tell me fundamentally, what's the difference between Rara Pepe's and Elderly Ape Yacht Club outside of where they started?
I think, like, the caliber of the team of Rare Ape Pepes is considerably stronger.
Is it a team or one dude?
It's a team. It's one woman, the artist.
Woman.
Behind,
oh, it's a woman that wrote that. My apologies, man.
Yeah. But anyway, yes.
I don't see gender, though, you know?
Okay. But anyway, yes, it is a team, and it is definitely a more notable team than, you know, it's by Rare Labs. So here, real quick, we'll give you this, and we can wrap on this, and then we're going on to Webiverse. So here we go. Da-da-da-da-da. So here you go. CEO is Pepe Designer right here. This is the OG artist.
You want to share the screen? Because you're just reading. I can't see it.
Oopsie-daisy. All right, here you go. So this is Rare Labs, and the idea...
Rare Labs, a company that literally just made this NFT and nothing else.
There you go. Well, you know, yeah.
Who did that one? The one above. This image. Yeah.
I think this is probably the mutants.
This is someone else. Oh, that's the designer. These are the mutants?
Yeah, I think...
Wow, I want to hang that on my wall.
All right. Well, moving on.
Hold on. No, let's finish this because I want to just hash this out real quick. You're saying that this project, I just want to know if you're in the comments and you actually are invested in this and there's something that I'm totally missing, please let me know. If you're watching this on Twitter, thank you. I don't care what you think. And then if you're the creator of this, come on our show and we'll discuss it. You got Jiro associated with this, Jiro NFT. He's popular in the Bored Ape community. But I just don't fucking get why this project needs to exist.
Fair, man. Fair. Look, I mean, they're about the artist, man. Pepe Lisa, man.
Cool. what do you want me to say?
Dude, I wanted you to say exactly that. Look, when Nick gets fired up, man, that, you know, that's all you need to know. We got Webiverse right
did
here.
You buy that project? You suck. I'm just kidding. I want to apologize if you're listening to it right now on the podcast and you were the one that commented, hey, these guys need to do more research. And I forget the other comment that was associated with it. Anyways, we read your comments, as insulting as they are.
I no longer do because it's a complete waste of time. I can tell you exactly what they are. You're pumping this. You're FUDding this. Do more research. Just don't watch the show. If you think that this is CNN for NFTs, please, seriously, just do not watch the show. Anyway, so Webiverse Genesis Pass, another project that just came in again, 24-hour pump, hardcore took the NFT space by storm, is now lower floor price than where it was at, you know, during that unholy pump, if you will. So it's a metaverse play.
16,000 of these items.
16,000 items, 3,100 Ethereum here, 3,800 owners. So very, very low, in my opinion, unique ownership. And there was also speculation during the drop that there was potentially some market manipulation among people that were buying the project. I don't know. I mean, is this something that you would consider buying, Nick, at any point?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Would I consider it at any point? There's definitely a point in time where I'd consider buying it, and that's when it's low.
Okay, not low enough yet.
I'm tired of buying all these things at 0.5 ETH or over 1 ETH. Also, I bought the potatoes, and I'm sort of like wondering about that decision. I'm just tired of this shit. I end up actually selling stuff and just buying more portals is what ends up happening. So I'm like, what am I doing? Like, there's no... like.
I'm experiencing similar fatigue. Like, people that are watching, I almost feel like me and Nick are representing a kind of portion of the NFT market that is a little bit tired of the way that things have been moving in the market recently. The isolated pumps can just be frustrating because all of a sudden you'll see three notable wallets in your notifications buy into a project. And in a 24-hour period, like I said before, it'll go from like 0.24 to like 1.5 ETH and then back down. And it's just like, what is even the point of this at this point? And we were talking about it earlier, how 90%+ of NFT projects have been scams in the past 18 months, literally over 90% were. And then you look at a thread like the one DFarmer had recently about how Yuga Labs is almost monopolizing the NFT space in terms of quality, not intentionally, right? It's just that they're the only ones that are really doing anything. People were putting Kevin Rose in that category. And I mean, I still am hoping he's in that category, but a lot of people are frustrated with the recent move to switch to CCO and the drop of Moonbird Oddities, the anticipated drop of Ravens, the expansion of the ecosystem, the, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And then you look at other projects and it's like, well, what's going on with those? You're just watching the floor prices steadily decline, no news events and no innovation. I think that there's a certain, like, you know, exhaustion with the NFT space, but there are still full-time traders that are capitalizing on Webiverse by either finding their way onto the allow list, by buying in early because they're full-time traders. So they're on it. And they get tipped off by groups that they're in. And then they end up selling, you know, north of 1 ETH and other people hold the bag from 1 ETH to a half ETH. So this is just to give some context. Oopsie daisy. Sorry about that, guys. Just to give some context on the project, this is an open metaverse project. So it's going to allow the people that buy it to actually participate in it. And it's a collaborative, massively multiplayer online game that's being built in the metaverse. So it's kind of a play if you want to actually participate in the development of a metaverse. But I'll throw it to Nick. I'm here, Nick.
I'm here. What Pio really means is he's going to get his dog. So that's what's going on there, which means he's not here. He's with his dog. No. Anywho.
I'm not with my dog. I heard everything you said because I was here.
Okay. So anyone who's looking at the screen knows that you're not sitting at your desk. You just want to go.
I turned the volume all the way up on the mixer and I could hear everything you said.
Getting a lot of static. Anyways, I'm not big on this Webiverse thing. Hopefully they pull it off. It just seems like we're aping into a lot of this stuff, which isn't delivering us anything. And it's like, if I'm going to do that, why not do that at a cheap price? So I'm out looking for the things that are cheap, that I can buy into. And for me to keep buying things for $1,000 is just like, well, I can't do that. If I'm gonna buy something for $1,000, I'm gonna enjoy it. I got an e-bike, and I enjoy that. It's not $1,000; it's a few thousand. But the bottom line is, that thing I really enjoy. I could sell it if I want without a huge loss on the purchase. And so that just seems like something that I'd much rather own versus me buying an NFT for a metaverse that's one day going to exist. Did you see the Mark Cuban quote? He was talking about that this is the biggest scam ever, digital land. We don't need to keep looking at this image, by the way. I don't really care about it. In case you're wondering what that was, the Webiverse NFT is literally just like a crystal with some random shit inside of it, and it's rotating. So that's the narrative there. Here's hoping that they end up pulling something off. By the way, Pio is gone again officially from the desk. I just thought people should know that for those that are listening on the podcast, not present. But as it applies with Webiverse, I don't love it. It's not my thing. I'm not buying it. I miss Digaku. And it's just fucking annoying, basically. You know what's frustrating about this as well? Is the subset of people that are just basically going in, buying it up, and then dumping it subsequently, like in a short period of time. And I just don't like it's not a fun market, you know? Like that aspect of it is not entertaining. And so my general thought is right now it's very aggressive. It's a very aggressive market.
Yeah.
If you get in, and that's why any advice is bad advice in this market, because any advice you give should be one that convinces somebody else to buy your bag at a higher price than you bought it, because it's just super aggressive at this point.
It's a hyper aggressive market. If anything, potatoes was the most like calm asset that you could have bought into, because it kind of traded between 0.4 and 0.7 for days before making that big move up to 1.4, 1.5, 1.6. It really was a lot calmer. This is the quote from Cuban saying buying digital land is the dumbest shit ever. My thought is if the metaverse manifests in the way that it does, and my bet would be on Yuga Labs for something like that, then it isn't the dumbest shit ever. It's the smartest shit ever. But you know, that's going to take time, and just buying random digital land in a random metaverse with anon founders half the time, and you don't even know who the founders are. It really, really, really doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense at all. Right. So if you want to buy digital land, what I would say is wait, just don't do it yet. Wait and wait for other deed to really bottom out, like 1.5 or lower. Go ahead, Nick.
Unrelated, I just wanted to shout out David, who said that he's willing to bet his home and toy poodle that aliens will double from here. He's currently rocking an 8-bit bear as an avatar, so I don't know if we can take financial advice from him. But that's what he said.
That's his bet. That's his bet. You buy
David. I'm just saying, how did 8-bit bears turn out? You know, that was a pump.
Make that bet, David.
Then dump.
Make the bet.
Anywho, I'm just messing around, David. I hope that your investment works. It seems that you like buying things that start with the number 8. So you got 8 lands. You got 8-bit bears. Maybe there's some other items that you're going to end up buying. And I wish you luck. In that, actually, sorry, those are 2-bit bears. What the hell am I talking about? They're 2-bit. What was I talking about? My apologies. Wow, that was disrespectful. 2-bit bears. I do view those as a historical artifact, and I think they're hilarious. But anywho, I don't got anything to add to this. This is just a weird, man, this is just a weird time in the market at this point.
What about Web3 media companies, Nick?
I mean, we don't need to pump our own NFT because I'm buying all of them, basically.
I did see you score another one the other day.
Yeah, I buy it periodically whenever it drops. David said he bought that for the story. Well, I hope the story pans out well. And 2-bit bears was pretty funny. I actually wanted to own one, so maybe I'll go pick one of those up. Anywho, I don't have anything to add about it. My take is very simplistic. This is an aggressive market. In order to be trading, you need to be in and out of the market in short periods of time. You need to be sitting in front of the computer in order to take advantage of it.
Yes.
And if you're
with
not
ETH
doing
ready
that,
to rock, like you need to have like 8 to 10 Ethereum to make it worthwhile. Unless you hit a dinger like the rare ape Pepes, when you're buying these things at 0.4 ETH, you got to have like a decent bankroll that you're playing with, and you can't be deploying your whole bankroll in. You can't. That's not how it works. Like in poker, right? It's the same thing here.
I've been thinking about it. Like I have. I keep moving in and out of Bitcoin, and it's just stupid. What I really should just do is, like, my goal, I wanted one Bitcoin in the portfolio. That was like one, I always wanted to have one Bitcoin, and I'm in a place where I can have one Bitcoin. I can have one CryptoPunk. I can have one ape. I can have some of those things. And I have basically blue chip crypto assets as far as it's concerned. And there's my portfolio. I don't need to be like actively trading in and out of all of these different things. But yeah, someone said also that they reverse trade me. That's a common move and it's a very profitable one. So I highly suggest it. Frankly, if I consistently could lose, then you guys could consistently win, you know? But the problem is that I don't consistently lose. So it's difficult to, I'm a difficult one to follow. So anyways, was there another project that we were going to discuss?
We covered everything. So ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed the show. Check out FTX, sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code the Nifty on the FTX mobile app. Yeah, we do this show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Starting next Thursday, you're going to have a new show called Node Mode, hosted by Depeche Node. That's going to be an absolute jam. Look out for Easy Eats Bodega's YouTube channel that is dropping and the corresponding audio podcast featuring his Twitter show, Solana Made Easy, and his YouTube show as well. We will catch you next time. Happy trading out there. Counter-trade Nick. Make a little money.
Smash the subscribe. Lick the like. And yeah, just thank you for joining.
Thank you. Catch you guys next time.